Live from San Francisco, the Punchline. All right, I'm kidding. Hi. This is our opening to the show. So this is part two of James.
Hi, everybody. I'm back.
That's my housekeeper. This is part two of James Adomian. But I'm here at the Punchline in San Francisco with me, Daniel Kino, and
hello,
and Gary Anderson, who is sitting right behind us in the green room. You want to say hi, Gary?
What's up, people?
There you go. That's the first thing he said all week, including on stage. He doesn't talk on stage. It's a different type of thing. You have to come see it. You know, we thought we'd do a little opening to the show. We're about an hour away from the show here at the Punchline. Like I said, we're in the green room. Maybe I should play this more. You know, I just feel like hitting some buttons. There you go. So, now we got to address a few things. Daniel has been, now we'll get in, he's been, where have you been?
Asia.
Asia, where do I keep saying? Malaysia.
Well, Malaysia is one of the countries.
I say Malaysia.
I did get an email while I was over there that from one of the listeners who lives in Shanghai, China. And they said, hey, I was just listening to Todd's show, and he said, you're in China. Are you doing a show here?
All right.
I said, no. It's,
I think I say China because it's easier for me to pronounce.
China, Asia. Asia, you having a hard time with Asia?
No, and I don't want to sound ignorant. China, Asia. No, they're not the same. I get it. I knew you were some... It's near China, right?
It's near China.
There you go.
Yeah.
What else do you want from me?
Did your geography teacher take that as an answer?
Well, for me, they took anything eventually as the years rolled on. They're like, Todd, you are right. It is near China. And I'm going to advance you because it's hard to have you in the class.
I don't want to hear your act next year.
So, but I want to get something out of the way. There were a few emails I was going to reference, and I emailed people and said, hey, I'm going to reference that on the next show. But we'll do it when we get back in the studio next week. But there is one I want to reference. And Daniel, and then we'll get caught up on your trip. I'm sure you've got a ton of stories to talk about. Do you?
Well, yeah, but I'll just come back and do a real episode.
That's what I'm saying. Next week.
Yeah, next week.
I want to address this really quickly. Somebody emailed me, Jason Zito, and he said he was talking about some friends, and they thought sleeping over, I don't know how old he is. He's emailed me a few times. I think the word he used was creepy. So I could picture it, like he probably listens to the show, and by the way, I'm sure his friends he's making listen to this right now. And he said, hey, you know, we should do this thing. Or maybe he's had sleepovers before. I don't know how old he is, but I get it. The older you get. In some social circles, people would say that. But anybody who says it's creepy, and I get it, they're probably listening to this now going, well, I didn't mean creepy, or yes, they might be going, oh, yeah, I meant creepy. You're this age, or you're that age. But that worries me because anybody I know loves the idea. You know, like it's you, me over the years, or if Tom Martin, you're like, hey, we'll go up to the cabin, or any excuse to sleep over. It's like you get how much fun it's going to be.
Can I say something? I'm with you on this. Don't give me
Daniel,
that look.
Like, don't tell me where you think they are. Tell me where you at and what you think of them. By the way, anyone listening to this now is going to go, Todd's right. I will let you talk nonstop if you tell me, if we're all going to sleep over somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, whatever the situation
is. I wonder if the fact that you're talking about comedians.
I asked you a question.
Ask me again.
Oh, you mean what would a non-comedian?
I wonder,
but that's not the point. That's what we're trying to get them there. Not put yourself in their head. Tell me how you feel about it.
The same way you do.
Okay, because
I'm trying to make an excuse for why some of his friends might say it's creepy or might look at some of these things, goofy things that we cherish so much.
But by the way, Jason Zito, I hope I'm saying is not a comedian. I get what you want. If you took 100 comedians. Most of them are going to be because we're let to leave silly lives. You're right. The numbers are going to be higher. But when I say regular people, I shouldn't say regular because, people aren't regular just because they're not comedians. I don't mean regular in the sense of you're regular. I mean you're non-comedians. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. If you took 100 comedians and 100 people that just have regular jobs, right, the numbers would be more in comedians. Mm-hmm. But regular people, for the lack of another word of saying it, do that stuff. Mm-hmm. And they manage to do it. So, by the way, I never thought this was going to get so serious about this.
So but argumentative.
I didn't want you to... you went down that path and I could smell it the second I saw you. If you said, I think it's silly, then I'd be like, okay, express yourself. But first, I want to let you, how do you feel about it?
About, like, things like sleepovers?
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
You love it. Why do you love it?
Because I think I have managed to maintain, because of the lifestyle I've led and because of the work that I do, mm-hmm. I think I've managed to maintain a certain childish, I don't want to say innocence, but excitement about these things that people sometimes act like they're too cool for them. Or they're over it.
Right. Or, and like,
I never let go of some of these things. So I love things like dressing up. I love, you know...
dressing up?
I mean, who erase that.
No, what do you mean
by that?
You
know what I mean? Like sleepovers or going on trips and yeah. You know, doing these things that, are, to me, are all fodder for, you know, for a fun life.
Right. So do you see what... Before you went down the path of, like, defending him and having them think where they're sitting, wherever they're listening to this, oh, Daniel agrees with me. I didn't want you to get into his head. We can all get into his head. The average person, we get it. Jason asked me to snap him out of it. And don't start going down that path.
Don't.
Because let me tell you something. When you're a kid, it is more fun when you're an adult. Because you can drink and sleep over. If you smoke pot, you sleep over. And, you know, when you hang out with your best friends, it's the most fun you could possibly have when you're hanging out with good friends. And like Blake Wexler said, he goes, and then why does that have to end? Now, you can't do it 7 nights a week anymore. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, and Jason asked me to talk about it. So his friend would. I want to snap him out of it. Because it says a lot about his friend. It really does. It says, don't be proud of that. Don't be proud that you're.
Can I interject?
What? We have to take a break.
Oh, the time has flown by,
folks. Guess what? We're gonna have to.
Take a break now.
We're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back with part two of the opening of the show. We'll be right back. All righty, part two. You know we're doing this into my phone. I think everybody knows. I'm going to have the iPad here, but, you know.
And you can't email anything over 7 minutes.
Right, we can't email over anything 7 minutes. So
we have to do it in bits and
look,
pieces.
I'm going to give you the final word on the sleepover thing.
Yeah, I will say this, and I think this will redeem what I was trying to say, is, yes, we are lucky that we get to maintain a certain innocence and a certain childish excitement about life because of lives we lead. And it is sad that most people don't. Most people they get beat down by the daily grind of.
But I'll tell you what, to me, and God, Jason, how do you like this? Did you ever think we'd talk about this long? If you have kids, I get it. You know, a lot of people have kids, and what I think's remarkable is when people have kids young or whenever they have them, then they're at the age where they can go to, you know, whatever. They can go back to doing those things. Some people return to those things.
Like Tom Martin.
Tom Martin, or they... But what's sad is, if you have kids, that's not sad at all. You just, you know, you do that, you do what you have to do, and then you go back to it. You're not doing it... There might be someone that goes, oh, I miss that so much, but with the kids now, we can't really do it. That's understandable. To me, it's sad if Jason's friend doesn't have anything to do with kids. It's just purely because he's... What? We're this age. I don't know what age. They could be 25. They could be 30. They could be 40. And that's, to me, sadder. Because it's like for no reason other than...
And by the way, you don't have to. Like, you can still have small kids. I mean, look at Blake Wexler, right? He's got a kid, and he hangs out. You'd never know it. He's such a young spirit.
Blake Wexler. How could Blake have a kid?
Oh, wait. I thought he did. Oh, was I not supposed
to? But anyway, there you go. Hey, you know what the thing is? Like, I will say this in closing as far as this goes. You know, not everybody wants to do it. I get it. But I just surmise if Jason wants to do it and some of his friends and one person doesn't, they like each other. Maybe you got to get – maybe this friend – if he doesn't – let's say you end up doing it. Let's say your friend yours, I wish I knew his name, goes, all right, we'll try it. If he doesn't have fun, if afterwards he doesn't go, I got to be honest, that was a lot of fun. That was really cool doing that. Then you might go, hey, still my friend, and I still, but that's a part of my life that I like that he doesn't, and you're just friends at different, you know, that's one thing you can't, maybe some of my friends like to ski. I don't like to ski. We're still great friends, but skiing isn't something I partake in.
Yeah, but you like hanging out in the cabin afterwards with the fire cooking and...
I'll go skiing with everybody, even...
I've been out skiing in groups where somebody didn't like skiing, and they said, hey, go, guys, go, I'll be here.
Well, because
I'll have fun with you when you get back.
Well, it's because in that case, it just goes full circle. It's the togetherness that I crave. It's the togetherness and hanging out and waking up and having breakfast together, and it's just so much fun. So there you go. God dang, Jason, you owe me a lot. I did a... That was a 10 minutes on that.
What else you want to talk
what
about?
Else? What else? That was the whole opening. We'll do the other things later, you know, next week. I think we're good.
You want to do the calamari thing?
That's not true.
A real thing.
By the way, yes. Go ahead. Tell everybody what you heard.
Okay. I heard, right, that if you're going to order calamari at chain food restaurants, like Applebee's or Chili's, are they a sponsor? That you have to make sure that there is the body of the squid, pieces of the body of the squid, also come in the batch. Because if they don't, there's a lot of shortcuts that farmers take, not farmers or buyers take. And a lot of the times, you could be eating something that's not a squid. I'm not going to say it. It doesn't have to be pig anuses. It could be...
No, that's what you told me.
That's what I told you, yes.
A pig, like the ring of the pig's ass.
The ring of the pig's ass.
And you know how many pigs they would have to die to get an order of a calamari? That means for every order of calamari, they use 30 pigs.
I never thought of it like that.
So anyway, here's my...
It could be cut up intestines or something.
You're right. Okay, you might be right, but here's my smell on that. If you're right about this, which you might be, you Google it. You would Google it or you would...
I heard it from a reputable source.
Who?
A pig without an anus.
He had like a prosthetic anus?
Yeah, he had a prosthetic anus. And I go, what happened? He goes, oh my God, you ever had calamari at Applebee's?
We've talked about this one before. Like, I call that sort of an urban legend, you know? And it's just like, it might be right, but I think 8 times out of 10 when someone, I can smell an urban legend. I don't even know if you would call it that. It's just somebody heard something. They didn't do any fact checking. They tell someone else.
If I didn't say pig anuses, if I said cut up intestines, that would not have thrown you up. You could have gotten...
Yes, okay, you're right. I would be more believable.
Yeah.
And then from that, it turned into someone thought, a pig's ass.
An anus is the end of the intestine. That's all it is.
All right, well, someone find out and get back to us. But then the other thing, I don't know why, like, the chapstick thing, you know?
The chapstick thing is... If your lips are chapped, that means you're dehydrated. So just drink more water. Don't use chapstick because it's a temporary solution that you'll have to keep using chapstick. You'll stay dehydrated.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
That's just something that I've read once, but that could be bullshit.
I feel like everything we talk about is turning into
an argument.
Well, first of all, let me talk about the chapstick thing. Well, I promise it's such a well. This is fun too. But today's show, set part two with James, was just
just get through this Daniel Kino bullshit, and you're gonna have so much time with James.
How much fun. Is that all we have? Oh Jesus! I cannot believe
don't
this.
Reference the clock.
Well, I'm gonna have to because guess what? I know.
Wait, Todd. I think someone's here. Hang on.
Who's here? Oh my God! Who's here? Jay Leno's here. Guess what? We'll come. We'll be right back with part three. Jesus Christ. Stupid chapstick. Hold on. I went to go, but I think I need music to connect it with the other one. So we'll be right back with part three of the opening.
First of all, you gotta come down if you
want to. No, Daniel, you have to look this stuff up.
No, I will look it up. You can't just pull it out of my fucking ass.
Yes, you can't just every urban legend. I've talked to you about this before.
No, first of all, I'm 32 years old. Don't fucking talk to me like I'm a kid on the air.
All righty. Did we get you on that one? That was funny, right? There's no way that escalated into that type of fight. All right, so chapstick. Oh, yeah.
What?
The chapstick thing. Okay, I get it, like, that you're supposed to drink more water, your lips get chapped, and really, you shouldn't just never drink water and keep putting chapstick on your lips. You start drinking more water. But sometimes you forget, sometimes you get lazy, you know, you don't drink enough water, you're out, it's winter. Chapstick can help bring your lips back to not being chapped, and then you should start drinking water again. But you're not going to get addicted to it. That whole thing was like someone's way of saying, hey, remember to drink water. There's no addiction to chapstick. It doesn't make it worse. That's all bullshit. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe not.
We're so controversial. We're so controversial on the show. Can you hand me that thing behind you? I want to give a guy that did his name. Well, we'll talk about this. Oh, we'll talk about it next week. So there you go.
Wait, what's all this stuff you wanted to?
That's nothing. We'll do that next week.
Okay.
Here at the Punchline tonight, Friday two shows, Saturday two shows, and then
this drops tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Showbiz talk, podcast talk. So there you go. All righty.
Well, we have like 4 minutes left.
We do. Well, we don't have to use it all.
Oh, we don't?
I don't. Well, not really. Is everybody okay? Did you miss doing the podcast?
Yes.
Well, next week.
Doing the podcast.
Are you coming back next week to the studio? No, we're going to do it next Thursday. Is that okay?
Is that true? Thursdays are so tough for me.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm so stupid. We're doing it Tuesday.
Wait, this Tuesday?
Yes.
Like this Tuesday that's next?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
You know what? We'll do it Thursday. We'll do it Thursday night if you can't do it Thursday day.
No, Thursday all day is fucked for me. Tuesday and Thursday all day are
fucked. You know what? Let's do it Saturday.
Saturday morning?
Whatever you can do Saturday.
Saturday morning's bad. You know what? Let me see how long my breakfast goes, and then I'll let you know.
All right. Sorry. There might have been a little glitch there because I pressed pause. Hey, you know what? I do want to wrap the show up right now. It's, like I said, it's a fun show today. I'm excited to have you back next week when we're back, you know, the normal studio. And I have to run to the bathroom right now, and we have a few more minutes left. Can you carry the show all by yourself?
Yeah, I hosted the show.
No, I forgot. I know, but sometimes it's...
Just go.
You're sure you're going to be fine?
Yes, I'll be fine. Of course.
You want to...
It's only 2.5 minutes.
Okay. I'm
going
to run to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Okay. You sure?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right. So, I've been, oh fuck! Hold on. What's in his notes? I've been away for a little. Hold on. Sorry about that. I've been away and I should have written some down. All right. Well, you know what? Let's see what's in the news. The Boston thing. Oh no, it's not.
Hey,
good. Wait, hey.
How'd it go? Did it all right?
It was great.
It went
in a roll.
Seriously?
Yeah, I was.
Let
in
me
a roll.
Re-listen to it.
Just you don't have to re-listen to it.
It
went fine.
What'd you, Gary? Seriously, Gary? I don't want you to lie to me. How did he do?
It was better than me.
It was better than me. You swear?
I swear. Great.
On a scale from 1 to 10, don't bullshit me.
It was about an 8. You're about a 6.
Say it louder.
He did about an 8. You're about a 6.
What he did was... I'm trusting you.
What he did was about an 8.
Really?
Yeah.
You're being totally honest.
Yeah.
All right. If he says it was good. I trust you.
I like that in this bit, Gary managed to insult both of us.
Yeah, right.
On a fake scale of 1 to 10,
yeah.
I was an 8.
Yeah, and
you were a 6.
I was a 6.
You were a 6.
Yeah, Jesus, couldn't he made...
Come on, Gary, for the bit, I couldn't be a 10?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You were 9, Todd, he was a 10.
He's more tight with his numbers than they are on those shows where they judge the competition. Yeah.
You should be an Olympic gymnast judge. I can't even finish this.
All right, everybody, that's it for today. We have, we're doing good. So enjoy the show. And
you know what the funny thing is?
What?
Now I'm thinking that I didn't do the bit where I don't do host the show well, right?
Well, we'll decide that. Alrighty. Fun. See you next week. And that's it. Here's the show, everybody. Katie, fade this out and roll in that thing you play.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I just thought of something. What if the person that said it's turning into a karaoke festival gives it another chance and this is right where they come in?
I think they'd be okay.
It's giving them another chance?
They go, you know what? Maybe I was a little hard on the Todd Glass show.
They bailed on Todd Glass because there's too much singing.
Yeah.
And then they came back, tuned in exactly right.
They go, you know what? I should give it a chance. And all of a sudden, they turn right into this.
It's going to get good, folks. Always let the band kick in.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. This is the Todd Glass Show.
Sandwich!
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
this is what we do.
Doodly doody doody do. All right, guess what? We have to. Chris, wherever you found that song, I love it.
That's a good song.
Where did you find that? Play it again.
Why, I found it in an old.
What's it called? Ragtime?
It's called. Loodle doodle 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 doodle. Rap pack cooking it. Chris, you were great today.
He gave himself
not only was he great, not only was he great, like I was all over the place, and he was actually pretty good at keeping up with me. Like there were times I was roaming my hand around here. He's like, "Okay, I want that, I want that." But you were very good. The drums. Let me tell you something. I'm glad we moved the drums over here because it's a great energy, isn't it, Tom?
It's fucking great. Chris is great. Todd, you appreciate Chris. Appreciate him.
Well, I think that's your way of saying it.
Appreciate him.
Stop.
Appreciate him.
Stop.
Even with a ragtime theme, you should appreciate the boy.
Okay, we're getting carried away. Guys.
Seriously.
Hold on, I'm not even joking.
Not even joking on the job.
I have to do something.
The audience is getting bored.
Stop. Let this kid sing, please.
Yeah, see, this kid needs to have more brass. Brass.
Oh, you think, is that the problem? Can you let him sing?
Why, is your trumpet?
You want to sing a song?
You're going to have a banjo voice.
You do have a beautiful voice.
Blah, blah.
Would you like to sing a song?
Oh, whatever. Ragtime James, it's now 1950, and you're still trying to sing Ragtime.
His name's Ragtime James.
These microphones smell.
Mine doesn't.
You know what they smell like? Success. I like it when the word success.
So Chris, I like it when the word success is pronounced breathlessly.
So anyway, so
you know,
I.
He was a tremendous success. He was a total success.
So I'm going to thank everybody as we're going to go to close. This was a lot of fun. Chris, thank you.
Sure.
Now I'm extra thanking you today.
Oh, thanks.
Chris goes, oh, I told you already. When you were out, what? Oh, we didn't. No, pause the music. Let's do Mathow. We never did Mathow.
Now, you keep saying it's Mathow, but it's kind of like a Mathow-inspired bit.
Yeah, maybe we could find music on karaoke to do in the background if you need it. Just a little stupid stuff.
Oh, that was the whole point we were playing that song, was to find the song to play for the bit. That's so ridiculous.
Okay, so, no, not You'll Never Walk Alone, I don't think. Okay, yeah. So this all started. We're going to.
How does it sound?
Anything will work. Maybe it'll work. It doesn't matter.
No, it's got to be. That's too slow.
All right, put the karaoke songs back up. I can't believe it. Something's got to work. Raindrops, because he's coming in from outside.
Probably. Let's see.
It's cheesy. They would use it in an old movie. Just trust me, please. Have I ever asked you to trust me before? Tom, I'm so hungry right now. Yes, it would work. Please.
All right, fine.
I'm the director.
All right, folks, remember that when the reviews come in.
Whose feet are too big for his head? Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way
he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Those raindrops keep falling on my head. But there's one thing I know.
I know. Those blues they send me to me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. It's a karaoke festival. Guess what, guys? Shut the music off. We're doing the Walter Mathau thing.
Yeah.
Are we? I haven't heard any Walt somewhere.
I got to explain it because it's based on...
Hold on. How about a thank you? You guys begged me to sing and I did a song.
No, I don't remember begging.
No. I specifically... Look, we're going in for the close. Somebody here asked me
You're being dishonest.
We were trying to take it in several different directions besides that.
You didn't ask... Hold on. Swear to God. Did you not ask me to sing?
No.
You didn't ask me?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
no,
Chris, I'm sorry.
No, Chris didn't either.
Chris, you smoke a lot of pot and you drink a lot.
Todd, you...
No, I'm not trying to be rude.
You smoked most of the pot.
Think about heart. I did smoke most of it tonight. But didn't you ask me... Remember, I hope...
Do you think you smoke too much pot?
All right. You can try to use your funny bits and noises, but I think that somebody here asked me
to sing.
It's
like a stone wall.
You didn't ask me to sing.
No, I never would.
Oh, maybe I thought you did.
I don't even like your talking.
Did I thought? Did I? Okay. So can I set up the bit? Because
yes, where it came from.
Okay. So this is a true story to George Carlin. This is where it was inspired from.
I mean, it's believable.
Tom, are you high?
I'm not answering that. My children listen.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Patrick, if you're still listening, listen to me, son. If you're still listening, the three Krugerrands are hidden underneath my dresser.
Whoa.
You get them when I die, but you got to be listening to this podcast.
Well, guess what? I'm killing your kid and getting it.
They're not really there.
Todd, the FBI listens to this.
Oh, shit.
The FBI listens to this. All right, listen.
My father roll, I'll be a roll oven.
They tried... As much as J. Edgar Hoover wanted the FBI to be sexy, they could never pull it off.
Federal Bureau of Investigation is spying on everybody.
There's nobody wants to celebrate that.
I'm lost.
The G-Men Singers, you never heard of them?
If I'm lost, somebody else is lost. The G-Men Singers are famous.
See? All right,
so we were working in a... What festival we were at? We were in Toronto?
Montreal, I think.
Montreal, and whose room did we go up to?
I don't want to hear this.
Come on, let's not.
We were in your room because you had candles
no,
and stuff.
No, we were not.
We were in Rebecca's room?
No, he was on the show. He did the thing with Whole Foods. I'm just drawing a blank to his name right now. Put the sign up that said Whole Foods
on your
coming.
Show or
no? He put the thing up that said Whole Foods coming soon. That was his idea.
Oh, Brendan Walsh.
Brendan Walsh.
Yeah,
we went up, and Brendan Walsh. By the way, what was funny about this was, he was the only one that ever stayed up later than me. Like at the end of the night, you were up and he was up, and I was like, it was the only night when I'm getting tired, and Brendan Walsh was like, come on, stay, and I know the feeling. It's like he was just had a lot of energy in him, and like so, but he was the first person really that ever stayed up longer than me. Usually,
we're
it's
night
me.
Owls, so we got yeah.
Well, most comedians are, but for me, it's even if I'm having a silly time.
No. The ones on TV.
Anyway, so Brendan,
get their lives together.
So I was hanging out in the room, and I took my shoes off, and I also had like a sweater that I took off. And I'm leaving at the end of the night.
He comes back down to the lobby off the elevator.
No. I'm leaving his room.
Fine, tell it your way.
I'm leaving his room. You two are still hanging out. And I put my jacket. Oh, you're leaving too, actually. I put my jacket over my arm or my sweater or whatever. And I'm holding my shoes in my hand. And then he goes, you said you look like one of those bad characters, like from one of those movies where Walter Matthau's getting kicked at. A car splashed.
Some horrible circumstances have taken
place.
It's
always a horrible circumstance. He like and after his car broke down, he got splashed by a car. And then he has to go into a hotel
and
without his ID. And he has to try to get into a room. And there's always some horrible circumstance.
Now,
okay, but
Todd was almost right, except here's the way.
I have a little more.
I remember
I have
it.
A little more.
Is please. It's just a little thing, Todd.
I'm afraid. No, I'll tell you what you were going to say.
No, it was not up in the lobby it was not in the hallway of the rooms. We were in the lobby next to the elevators. Todd comes down the elevator. Ding! Elevator opens. There's Todd holding his shoes in his hands with his jacket over his arm. And he's walking in his socks. And we were just like, why are you walking down to the hotel lobby like
this?
Okay,
I did forget
that. And we were just thinking the only thing that could have made it more inappropriate would be if you were soaking wet.
So, Brendan offered me $300 if I would wet. I think the story is somewhere in between.
Yeah, yeah.
But the gist, we have it right. So, oh my God, if you touch that microphone one more time.
Continue with the story.
So Brendan Walsh goes, Todd, if you go up and soak yourself down, like with the shower, come down, go into the lobby, and you don't have to do a funny voice. Soaking wet and go, listen, I'm in a little bit of a bind. He'll give me $300. And I don't know why I didn't do it. I think I was that beat tired. By that point, I was beat tired.
Oh, my God.
But he looked, so I sort of,
that's
so minor compared to the shit you've done.
So the bit is like, it's like a Walter Matthau, Todd Glass type character who shows up at the hotel concierge and he goes,
can you put it on and I'll just bring it in?
Excuse me, ma'am. I may look,
it's always the same. I might look like a desolate, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am.
But just a little bit, and then it cuts off, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Hi, may I help you?
I may should look I like a psychological case to you, but I assure you that I'm merely a man at the end of his rope. My daughter is getting married, and I assure you that these fish coming out of my pockets are purely the fault of the cab driver I hailed on 34th Street.
Like, why are these problems happening?
Excuse me. Excuse me, ma'am. I might look like a destitute man without a vision, but I'm actually the father of a beautiful bride that needs her father in Buffalo. And if I can't get a room tonight, I'm not going to be able to sleep, and I'm not going to be a very good father.
Sorry, sir. Rooms cost $60 a night.
And you go, could
you? All I have is cigarettes in my pockets.
This isn't the right music, but...
No, it's not the right music. It's got to be wackier.
Yeah.
It's got to be
excuse
like...
Excuse me. Maybe that other music would work. Oh, no.
It just... Do that one, but then cut it off in a minute. Let's like, do just it. Do Let's... the first part of it and then cut it off.
Really?
Because the idea is that he's from another time and can't handle these swinging 60s.
Oh, yeah, that's the, this bit is worth it, because once I make you do it, I will make you do it. We're not.
Pardon me, ma'am.
We're not starting this bit
ma'am,
for nothing.
Pardon me. I'm not a registered guest.
The motivation is you have no cash, and your word is as good as money.
Yeah,
and
right.
You're trying to get in, and
what are you doing?
Wait. Oh, because it's better if I stand.
It is?
And then, I don't know. Yeah, but no, but keep playing.
But softer, you mean.
No.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Ding, 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 ding. Hello?
Ma'am, I may look like a psychological wreck to you.
We're sold out.
I don't need a room, sweetheart. All I need is some human comfort in a world where apparently my wife thinks that she can run off with every train conductor, Tom, Dick, and popcorn salesman in Grand Central Station. And if that doesn't work, I have a MasterCharge plastic credit card line.
Like it's new, like credit cards are new back then.
And it's MasterCharge, not MasterCard.
MasterCharge!
He's always, this character has been in a lot of movies. And some great movies. We're not totally, like, you know, the
it's,
form.
It's kind of like
works.
Where you don't still get the bit as an audience member.
Yeah.
Like you don't understand what the joke was.
Excuse me. Ma'am, I walked all the way... Excuse me, ma'am? I might not look like I'm looking to buy a yarmulke, but if I
would... But my daughter's getting married and I have to convert.
Do you know where I can find a rabbi that's got a truck?
It's the part of the movie where all of the comical things are starting to come together, and the scene calls for,
ma'am...
And
okay, maybe pretend why he's soaking wet with mud all
soaking
over
wet
him,
with mud all
with
over
mud all over okay, him, great. All over his face.
Okay,
he goes up to the. And by the way, when you go up with the music, we'll go up, and when you go down, we'll go down.
Okay, ready?
I know this isn't the perfect music.
No,
but
it's great.
It's the opening of a scene. It's silly. Maybe it shows him walking down the street. There's a montage of the car. He gets mud on him.
Look, if we get a director, it would be more violins.
Yeah, and then he ends up right into the hotel. He ends up right at the hotel, and it close up on him having this moment every time.
He's waited in line for like 10 minutes behind a bunch of fat people. It's finally his turn.
Right. Oh, it shows him looking at his watch.
Ma'am, excuse me. It's 3 p.m. and I have 4 hours until I no longer am a father because I strangle my daughter to death. Are you in the business of help or do I need to talk to Conrad Hilton himself?
I thought he had mud all over him and he was wet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's a good one, too. This shows him in line.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you mind if I cut in line? I'm a desperate father, and my daughter has chosen to run off with a man and leave me to slug through the East River. That's right, Nick. Deep in whatever they call that. Ma'am, I appreciate your help, and I'll register my complaints with the office of Mayor John Lindsay.
He's always that character, by the way.
which is so real in so many of those movies. He's always going to get somebody in trouble, but he can't do anything.
Okay, can I? We can switch it. It's not the hotel concierge. This time it's a police station, okay?
Oh, he's at a police station?
He's reporting something. And the whole movie, he's not the only character in the movie, but every one of his scenes involves him reporting something even further crazier to some person at a desk.
Right, and they're police, and it would help if they believed him.
And he's in handcuffs. He's soaking wet in handcuffs.
Right. Okay. And he wants his cop to believe him.
He has fish coming out of his pocket.
Oh, he has fish coming out of his pocket.
He's the subplot, and he has to get to his daughter's wedding. Yeah. There's a real story going on somewhere else. Yes. But this part of it is the
subplot. You be the cop. Okay. Like in New York.
Okay. What do we need music?
Maybe not.
Wait, keep in line. Okay, I do everything old. We'll do old school. It makes it easier to do acting when you just imitate old acting.
Acting is better if you're not really trying.
Well, but acting, if you do old acting, the reason doing old acting is funnier because it seemed like they were trying harder and they weren't casual. Right. So you can act like this and you can be really obvious.
Yeah, no, they're acting like they did in vaudeville, but now it's a different form, but they're still doing their stage acting.
Well, the way
calm down, Leonard Maltin.
The way my brother explained it, I think they didn't have the microphones. I mean, probably everybody knows this, but I didn't think about it, so I'm not, you know. So the first time for everybody.
No, this is a cameo of a famous vaudeville actor.
But I'm saying
they put in a subplot for this high-budget film.
Why the old movies, they didn't act as naturals because they didn't have the microphones they have today, so people had to project in a way that they didn't really talk in real life. But the acting was. And then I think people, that probably had a lot to do with it. It wasn't that they were that bad, but it's that they had to sort of do that.
I think these are great actors that had their best years before the camera was invented. Moving pictures and talkies were not around yet, and now they want to see these great actors in real life.
22 was a real hoot. So what are we doing? I got lost. I don't know what the fuck.
It's a police station.
Now he's at the police station.
Oh, he's at the police station.
Daughter's
okay,
wedding.
Go ahead. Let's do this. And then we got to do a song. We got to wrap it up. We've been going a while. James. Oh, yeah. He would not leave that fucking flame alone. Now, you know what? Let's
James is trying to light a candle and it's bothering Todd.
Well, it went out.
Todd's not going to be able to continue the show until James makes the candle go on.
You know what I feel
when
you're doing this? I
can
do anything I want. Anything I want.
Todd likes things
blah,
just
blah, blah.
So. James is a little bit more free and easy.
I thought I was.
That's why they make such a great team. It's the new odd couple. It's Todd
blah,
James.
Blah, blah, blah,
I broke
blah,
it.
Blah, 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 blah.
When you're getting it down with the goon and the surfing Todd Glass now.
Thank you. We're going to use this as a promo.
You're holding Todd Glass and you're putting him to death on the electric chair.
Yeah, it's my opening.
Todd Glass is done.
Todd, you know what's funny about this is you're usually this guy, and now you're the teacher. Trying
Todd
to
right now learning. is like, excuse me, Mr. Director, I've got a picture to turn in, and I'm surrounded by Looney Tunes.
Well,
pardon me, Mr. Daffy Duck, I have a $40,000 budget, one microphone, and a migraine that starts in my kneecap.
Who is this?
It's the same guy. It's just every
Todd, while you're at it, why don't you just bring it out?
Okay, you're at the police station.
Okay, yeah.
This is what you get as a punishment.
I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking. I'm not stoned.
If you can let this song breathe, we'll do your bit.
Okay, I don't know if the listeners agreed to this when they started listening, that apparently there's rules and punishments as well. It's not just a fun romp of a podcast. There's rules and punishments that happen, too.
And listeners, you don't get off the fucking treadmill until this bit's finished.
That's right.
Oh.
So there's.
Excuse me, ma'am. Oh. My son is up there singing in a ballet. I thought I was the father of a strapping young lad. Apparently, I'm enabling a homosexual to partake in the operatic arts.
Wait.
And I need tickets to Broadway because apparently that's where I'm retiring
pause,
to.
Pause. How about this? Is this guy's son and he's trying to get
his
into,
whole life.
No,
is,
listen. He's trying to get into the room where his son is only going to be singing for 2 minutes. So he doesn't have a ticket. Of course he doesn't have a ticket. Okay. And he's been a bad dad. This is his only time he's going to redeem
it's
himself.
It's a sold out show on Broadway.
Yeah, and he's trying to tell the story to somebody to get in. He's always got a fucking problem. Okay, so you hear the son in the background. Maybe we should put it through the speakers.
Wah,
hold on.
Wah, wah, wah. I feel like the song, his scenes always begin with. Bom, bom, bom,
okay. We're going to make it sound real, like it's actually in the other room. So hold on.
Guys, this is seamless movie magic that you never knew existed.
Hold on. No, leave.
No, the the play's been going on. The musical's been going on for an hour and a half, yeah. And it's almost his son's turn to perform. Yes. And even though it's a sold out show, why can't he stand in the back and watch his son sing? And
he's trying to convince an usher who's being a dick of that. Okay, can you play it through the house? That way it'll sound like you're.
I don't have the ability.
I'm so out of face.
He's traveled from the Midwest.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
That's my son on stage, and yes. I'd like to see him perform.
Yeah, I need your ticket.
See, that's where the problem meets the father, if you will. You see, he may be my son, but unfortunately, he's held under the sway of, shall we say, a B-I-T-C you-know-what of a mother. Who won't allow me to get close to him because apparently I taught him how to drink alcohol.
Sir, I can't let you in the room unless you have a ticket.
Sir, I don't have a ticket because my pants have caught on fire. And I've been doused in candle wax, as you may know. And the flame that's burning on top of my bald head...
This is the trolley police. We've got to take you away right now.
Everything is bad for this guy. Everything is bad for this guy.
That's part of it. Is that
I love it.
It's a cascade of just like worse and worse things that happen to him.
May pretend he is totally naked.
Ma'am?
Now listen to this. Yeah. He's totally naked with a hat over his junk.
And the trolley police are trying to arrest
it's
him.
It's a fedora. Like he wears it out in the street, but it's over his dick. Now.
And behind him, and he has a fedora, and there's nothing on his back. He's up. He has it like a, he's just
no. He has a fedora over his dick, and he has a briefcase.
Okay.
It's a briefcase.
And what does he want? Where is he trying
to
get?
And he has his shoes and his black socks.
Where's
but that's
he,
it.
Where is he trying to get into?
Like, somehow his pants came off, and he still has his shoes and black socks.
Where is he trying to get into?
A job interview, an important job interview.
No. He's trying to. Oh, that was. What is he trying to do?
It's not like a show.
No, it's in New. It always has to be in New York. It always has to be in New York in the '60s. He's trying to get into Radio City Music Hall. No,
for what?
I don't know.
What? How about he's trying to get into it?
Trying to
get
into talk his fiance back
Cheesecake
into marrying.
Factory. No, it's too stupid.
Too dumb.
I can't. I think I ruined.
Guy,
it.
You know what, guys? I think we didn't think of a thing. So
no,
we're
no.
End the
what about
right
what about
there.
This? To convince the draft board to allow him to get in the military to fight the Krauts.
How about to get on an airplane and he's going through TSA?
Yes. Here you go. Oh, great. But it's back in the '60s, so it's before that. It's in the '60s. But yeah, he's trying to get on an airplane and he's naked with a briefcase in it.
Okay. Go ahead. Now just start. We'll do it. Just start it.
Excuse me, young man.
Maybe some crackle. For the fuck of it. It doesn't even make sense, but it helps. I don't know why.
Bump, 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 bump. His life is getting worse.
Excuse me, young man.
So you need to have clothes to come in here?
You mean into the airport of LaGuardia?
Yes.
I voted for Fiorello LaGuardia, young man, and I'll have you know that LaGuardia, our sacred mayor from henceforth yore, wouldn't have minded if I'd gone on an airplane to save my daughter from marrying a man who's half Irish and the other half out of his mind.
Oh, my God.
I may look like a real fruitcake to you, but I assure you this tutu is merely an emblem of my son who just performed. He just performed for the in Radio City Music Hall. And if you don't believe it, I walked here from Penn Station. That's why my feet have worn down to nubs on my kneecaps. I'm naked from the knee up, and that's where I sit on the ground.
Oh. All you need is a little imagination, and you're in heaven right now.
That's our listeners.
Oh, we're just lecturing them now because we know that they didn't get in?
No, I think they did.
Excuse me, sir. You may think you are listening to a podcast that's gone off the rails, but I assure you, I'm merely a father, a judge, and a doctor who's about to have a heart attack. and all I need is a daughter, a bucket of whiskey, half of a tree, and some respect in Grand Central Station.
What is, why does he have those things?
Why does he need a half of a tree?
Well, he needs a half of a tree. Something happened where his daughter wanted a thing built. For
Do you know what that is? That's an actor that's saving sloppy writing, because a great actor can get all the exposition in and people don't mind because the character is strong.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's part of it, is that,
it's a shitty writer who's cramming all the exposition into one character who's...
Oh, right, I see, breaking it down, why that is genuinely funny.
Right.
Which, you know, that's my favorite thing to do. Yeah, right, because we're laughing at this because it's like a parody of a parody, but like those type of scenes do exist.
They exist because of shitty writers. Writers.
Neil Simon, what a hack.
But no, that's why I said... It's like there's Jerry Seinfeld and then there's Jerry Seinfeld wannabes. That was done good and bad, that type. But it was certainly done good.
Hey, I got
right? Is that well said?
I need
what I say to be well said.
No, was that well said? I'm trying to move on gracefully.
Was that well said? Was that well said, Tom?
Yes, that was.
All right, listen,
Todd.
Do your thing.
Let's do one more. We'll do a couple
Hold on.
Of them.
Do your thing where you go, that's back then in a movie, they used to put, can you play the crackle again? When they used to say you're drunk, that was like the biggest insult in the world. You know what I mean? Like, you're drunk.
How dare you come in here? Drunk! You're drunk.
Get out of my face.
You're drunk! You smell like whiskey. Rye whiskey.
You're drunk.
You're drunk. Drunk like a man who drinks booze.
She's half monster, half mad wife.
Yeah.
And then you're drunk.
You dare
come down here?
You're drunk.
Our son died because of you.
Yeah.
And your booze habit.
Yes.
All right, let's do one more. Let's do one
you
more.
You want to do one more?
One more
we'll do a song?
We'll do one more Walt the Mouth out bit.
Okay.
Jump it. Let's do it back and forth.
Well, I like you to do it.
You don't? Okay. All
okay, right. Here's the situation. Right, okay. You have a
feel free to jump in.
You're naked except for a real tire around your waist.
Okay, great.
And you're wearing a nun's hat.
Great. Yeah.
And that's all. And you have a briefcase.
Okay.
You always have a briefcase.
Oh, yeah. A tire, a nun's hat, a nun's habit, and a briefcase.
Is that good?
Yeah.
And where are you trying to get into? How about the...
Is it a hotel again?
Yeah, a hotel.
But it still should involve his daughter's wedding, I think.
Yeah.
It always does.
And involves your daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
It always involves your daughter's wedding. It shows you waiting in line.
Come on.
Waiting in line.
Can someone let me talk to the concierge? Thank you. Excuse me, ma'am. I know I look like a nun who severely violated her vows, but I assure you I'm only dressed in this getup because I'm an important businessman whose daughter is getting married. I'm the one who has to do the ceremony, and I had a major blow-up on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you could find it in your heart to give me a room, a seat, a couch, or a cushion, I would be eternally grateful.
Oh my God. A cushion.
I have no credit cards. All I do have is a man. I have the thinning hairline of a man who's at his wit's end.
There's things like that matter back then that don't matter now, like where it's like,
I'm a psychological wreck.
Who cares?
I may look like someone who's at his wit's end.
Like, that's part of the joke is, that's not how people go crazy. People go crazy, they're like, fuck, fuck, fuck. They're never like, they're never like,
I'm really about to lose it.
Yeah. Well, back then, was that the way? I always ask that question. Were they just bad? Okay, I'll give you an example. Back then, I have a feeling this answers my own question. Back then, when they imitated drunks, they would shush in amateur. Shh. Okay.
Like Foster Brooks, right?
Yeah. Foster Brooks, I do think was funny. Because that was such a parody of a character. But in a movie, when they were genuinely trying to depict somebody that was drunk, not a parody. Foster Brooks did actually make me laugh, and I think it stands the test of the time if you watch it.
So I shouldn't equip that.
No. I'm just trying to make the clarity of it. It's when it was supposed to be real in a movie. Which, by the way, there's something else they do in movies modern day.
They'll hiccup. They also in old movies they hiccup.
Yeah, they hiccup. Right. I'll tell you, and I'm going to go a little bit right here, and then I know we have to wrap things up. There's something they still do in movies, and I had this joke, and then I, you know, when you have a joke, but you don't. Okay, I tried it once or twice, and I couldn't flush it out, and then John.
It gave up. Right?
John. John from the.
John Daly.
John.
Ham.
Stewart. No, from.
John of God.
Writes on SNL now. Does the bit with me on the show. You do coke? John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
You know, then he did it so good that you just go, ah, mine wasn't polished, and he's doing it good. But about those. They still do it, though, and I can't believe it. In good law movies, like forget about when it's a bad movie, even if a good TV show. Whenever the investigators are investigating, everyone always acts like they got something better to do. I don't know, in my life, if somebody knocks on my door and goes, hey, you know, has something happened or somebody got murdered, yeah. I stop everything I'm doing. But they always have him.
Even if you killed a guy, you know that much. You should look interested in the investigation.
Right. Especially if you didn't. You're not going to roll. Hey, all I know is I got a car to fix.
Yeah, here's an innocent guy.
Go away. Yeah, go away.
I got my rights.
Aren't you worried that three people were found dead up the street? You
know, yeah, that's their business.
Yeah. So and by the way, there's no running theme in those TV shows whether the person's guilty or not. Usually, though, 90% of the time they're innocent, but that's the thing. Oh, they seemed a little gruff there, and seems like it's never that person. But
you know
anyway.
What that is, actors love business. They like to whittle, they like to work on their car.
Can I tell you, I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I know it seems silly. It's fucking wrong. And it's such a bad depiction of what would happen. It's so unrealistic.
If a fucking cop came to your door, you'd go, oh, what do you need, officer? What do you?
Yeah, let me tell you something. If comedically you can make major mistakes, and you can, amongst respected comedians, there's certain rules you don't break, and there can be all types of comedy, but there's some running rules. That should be embarrassing that's in any movie. And by the way, I hope they at least have an explanation. Because they owe me one. They owe anybody one that they put that crap in. Just because it doesn't bother that many people
I got an explanation.
What?
That the cops aren't always good guys. And so somebody might be suspicious of cops because they go around harassing people, ruining their lives.
Not in every situation.
Yeah, but sometimes.
I get it. Here's my point.
But would you continue building your boat?
Yeah, there's people that know the law that happens. Hold on. I don't dismiss that in certain situations, there's people that know the law, especially people that have broken the law and dealt with it. Yeah, you get someone that a detective won't scare. I get it, and that person exists. But not every fucking buddy.
Right.
They're depicting people in there. No, that person would have stopped what they were doing just on the mere. Oh, my God, there's detectives. They flash a badge. What else is going on in your life that exciting where you wouldn't stop? If that happened in your life or your life and you were innocent.
But then there's the reverse of it. There's the Pulp Fiction thing where Tarantino and Samuel Jackson are going to kill someone and they're talking about the weight of a quarter pounder in Europe and it's like the Burger Royale.
That's a completely different thing.
No, but it's the complete opposite because they're talking about mundane things in a realistic way.
But we're talking about the execution of a detective approaching somebody.
That's what I'm saying because then it's the opposite where they're trying to portray a mundane thing, but it feels forced because, in fact, they would stop the mundane thing to speak with the detective directly. But the other way is they're comfortable with each other. They're going to go kill someone, which is an unusual thing, but they're used to it, so they're having a regular conversation. But I don't think they've earned that right in the regular sort of detective one-hour drama kind of thing to keep whittling or working on their boat when a fucking detective comes to investigate them. They should stop everything.
Right.
It's the reason reality shows have taken off, because fucking reality works better than scripted bullshit. Oh, fucking shitty writers.
You know who's scared of reality? Petrified of it? Like, scared? People that write reality.
Acid heads.
People that work in reality shows. They're also petrified of reality. They're always staging shit. They're scared shitless. It's like a reality is a reality. They are fucking petrified.
You were on last
goddamn
Comic Standing.
Shitless. All you have to do is watch reality or been on one reality show to know they are so. I hope they know how nervous they look. Bad reality. Hey, by the way, there's good reality.
Yeah, the best shows.
I know you're kidding, but there's been good reality shows. I'm not. But the ones where they're just so petrified that the shorter
the
lived,
voice.
The worse they are. That's not a reality show. I wouldn't consider that a reality show.
Talent show.
Yeah, reality. I always think
60 Minutes.
Well, by the
that's
way.
A reality show. Hugh Downs.
Right.
That's reality. You want a reality show?
Close the show.
Watch Nightline.
Watch
the old tapes of Nightline from the 80s.
I could end the show right now. I have the power.
Fair. I dare you.
Okay, let's do a song.
Excuse me, ma'am. I seem to have dragged your podcast out to an interminable distance, but I'm merely trying to find my daughter to marry her.
I'm hungry. Can we put
ma'am? I have half a sausage sticking out of my anus.
He's not going to stop.
I have a fish coming out of my mouth, and somehow I'm making it talk by fiddling my tongue along its doorstep.
Paging Dr. Simon. Paging Dr. Simon. Your daughter's in the lobby.
Oh, no.
Play a song.
My daughter.
Now, I'm going to pick a song because he's not going to stop. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Hey, there we go.
Oh, God, no. So long.
Hey Jude.
It's such a long song.
How about I Gotta Be Me? Yeah. Do I Gotta Be Me?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
But I don't know. You have to
I'll
you know it.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find myself.
Let's sing the same song.
Do you want to go up there?
Suspicious
and do
Minds.
It?
Suspicious Minds.
Okay, you'll do Suspicious Minds. Yeah. Do you want to do it? Do it here.
Oh my God.
What a fun show. You know, we're going to let you just wrap it up with doing this song.
We're caught in a trap.
Do whatever you want. Chris on drums.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Take it home.
Why can't you see?
Can you bring the music up in the everywhere?
What you doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
Do it the guy that overly.
With suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. When I know,
yeah, do that guy.
I finally say hello.
He overly mumbles.
Will I miss being both these moments in your life?
Do it all like that.
Go hit it with a whole heart here.
This is Elvis' last show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. God damn. I don't know the fucking words. And we can't be right. Cause it's people.
Now the drugs really kick in.
Oh. Ah,
he still stays in the rhythm.
Oh,
that's all he can do.
Johnny, I want you to give me a big old sandwich. And I want you to shove it in my ass. I hate these cunts.
Now you just saw your girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, walk in with another dude.
We're caught in a trap. I'm gonna cut you.
Be nice.
I can't walk out.
And then I'm gonna blow my brains out.
I'm on the ground. Why can't you see? You're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say.
Yes, I'm gay.
English accent, over the top, Cockney.
Blown in a car.
I can't walk out, Kaufner.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Now you've had a stroke and you can't really speak English anymore. But your dedication has pulled you through.
I'm a medical doctor.
Shut the fuck up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to congratulate Todd Glass on his retirement. It was forced on him because of bad ratings.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd has left the building. We'll congratulate him as much as he needs. It was a fun podcast while it lasted.
Honestly, was it really fun? Do you think it was really fun? Do you think the podcast was really worth it? After all the time we shared together, do you think it was really a good podcast? Was it really a good podcast? On a scale of one to like George Carlin, was it a good podcast? What if I just kept going? What if I couldn't stop? What if I literally couldn't stop? What if they just brought food in periodically and we never stopped doing the podcast? What if the podcast... What if we're still recording it when we sleep? What if we still did it? What if this was it? Was it all we shared our time together? What if this was all we had? I hope you fucking stoned.
Good, do it again.
I want to do a bit. Here's because I feel no one should be doing this bit. What if I thought it? Here's the thing. Stop that. You're doing it. You're not being serious enough. What if it's even, you see, that's it. Thank you. All right, don't do that. Play the other thing. Play that. Stop the. Hold on. Wait, I have the note. I have it right here. Hold on. Wait, this is going to go on for 1,000 years. What if it's really. That's it. That's more like it. Turn that fucking thing off. Why did you turn it off? That was a bit. You were supposed to keep playing. All right, put the crackle. Keep the crackle off. I want the cracklers. What if I thought that an endless series of switching sound effects would actually make a podcast sound? What if I really thought this was working? Play the song. Wrong song. Okay, but why wouldn't you play that? Play that. I said play that. No, don't play. When I say don't play that, you want to play. What if I really thought I? When I say you don't want to play, you don't want. Here's now you understand the bit inside the bit is that you would play the song that I say you don't want to play. But what if I thought? Why are you playing with a candle? Put the wax back in the candle. Unburn that fucking candle. Why are you fucking doing this? Edit that out.
Seriously, it's not. That's bad.
Just shut it off, because he won't stop. He won't stop unless you turn that off.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.